For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. In the wake of a string of acts of police brutality, many protesters are calling for cities to defund their local police departments. That cry is even being heard in Lansing. Defunding a police force doesn't necessarily mean shutting it down. And while some in law enforcement are open to calls for reform, others are resistant. I recently spoke with Dr. Scott Wolf, an associate professor in the Michigan State University School of Criminal Justice, and I asked him for his interpretation of the term defunding.
I don't think a whole lot of people know what defunding the police would actually entail, and that's the problem. Typically, when we talk about the term defunding police or disbanding, it's going to be some form of budget reallocation. The concern we have about the calls for defunding the police right now is that there's an immediate need and public pressure for politicians, police chiefs, et cetera, to do something about excessive use of force. But in that public pressure, there's going to be a lot of hasty decisions being made without thinking how those are going to impact policing and community relations in the short term and in the long term.
I think what many people are calling for is less investment in equipment and the armaments that go into policing and a little more toward social services, a little more toward community policing. To my knowledge, the closest example we have of a defunded and rebuilt police department, which has been in the news lately, has been Camden, New Jersey. And I'm wondering if you could envision what a defunding situation might mean for the city of Lansing.
The reality of what happened in Camden is the police department wasn't really disbanded. It reconsolidated with the county law enforcement. And almost immediately, all of the officers from the Camden Police Department that were let go were immediately rehired by the Camden County Police Department. There were more police officers that were put on the street. There were more citizen contacts. Now, what happened as a result of that is homicide and violent crime went down, right? And that's a good thing. But the problem is that example is not evidence that disbanding or restructuring of any type works. What that is evidence of is that in some ways, if you do it right, more police can be a good thing if those officers have the ability to do things that we know work to solve crime, like community-oriented policing.
It seems to me, Scott, that many rank-and-file police officers, at least some of the news that I've been seeing, would agree with that position. But when you hear it from the police unions, they are reticent to change.
Sure, yeah. Unions have historically been resistant to change of any type, and that's not surprising. What's, I think, important is what we're talking about, exactly what you said. A lot of officers, a lot of command staff, all the way down to, you know, officers on the patrol beats are open to the idea, and they've been calling for it themselves for years to take responsibility off of their shoulders. Right? All of society's problems tend to fall on the police, and they're not prepared, they're not trained, they're not well equipped enough to handle a lot of the problems that we throw at them, like mental health crisis, right? And so when we talk about defunding, that may be a worthwhile discussion of having a larger conversation about where can we build up social institutions in local, state, federal governments that would take that pressure off of the police so we can avoid some tragedies that we've seen over the past couple of years.
This week, the city of Lansing announced that it is asking the city council to move $170,000 of funds that are available for the rest of this fiscal year, which ends on June 30th, and put that into a racial equity and anti-racism fund. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Does this money produce positive results?
I honestly have not heard of such a thing, and it may be beneficial. I don't know what it's comprised of. But there's a question I would have. If you're going to overnight take a huge sum of money away from one government institution and put it to another, I hope for the benefit of the taxpayers that that decision is evidence-based, that where you're putting that money has been shown to be effective for whatever you're trying to do, right? And in the same way, right, we need to be more accountable for what police departments are using that money for, right? They should be accountable for demonstrating that what they're doing with the money is beneficial.
Scott Wolf is an associate professor in the Michigan State University School of Criminal Justice. Dr. Wolf, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.